Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thanks.
Good. We've got a poem this week that is near and dear to my heart. It talks about...
Your heart or your... No, okay, never mind.
Well, it's not near to my heart. It's probably the furthest organ away from my heart, but it's near to where I spend most of my time these days, studying and thinking about prostate cancer. It is an important poem. Just by way of background, prostate cancer is clearly an important disease. It is the second most common cancer in men after lung cancer. Politics around PSA are wild. The data on PSA effectiveness is scant. There are some studies currently in process that, you know, many people hope will answer this. I suspect it won't be as conclusive an answer as we're hoping for. To this point, no major organization is calling for routine screening. Most organized medical groups, organizations like the AUA, the American Urologic Association, the American Cancer Society, the American College of Physicians, all call for informed discussions about the risks and the benefits. The facts are very clear when it comes to prostate cancer. It is common. It increases with age. Risk factors absolutely include black, ethnic origin, family history, and perhaps much less potent diet and smoking. In men with well to moderately differentiated prostate cancer that remains within the capsule, clinical progression, free survival is about 70% at 5 years. There are lots of side effects from interventions. There is no evidence that surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy offer significant advantages over routine follow-up. In part, this is due to some very worrisome side effects that have a very high prevalence, particularly impotence and incontinence. It's also due to the fact that there just aren't any good studies. So the fact that there aren't positive studies don't mean that we should assume a negativity. There are some non-randomized control studies that suggest that perhaps radical prostatectomy may reduce overall and prostate-specific mortality and metastases, but the increase of urinary and sexual dysfunction is enormous at about the 25 to 30% rate. So the question, Mark, is a poem from the Annals of Internal Medicine. It asks the question, who should be screened for prostate cancer? Let's specifically start with a man, 76 years old, sent into your practice by his wife who says, you know, Joe, get out of the house, go to the doctor, tell the doctor you want to be screened for prostate cancer. Where do we go? What does the U.S. Preventive Health Task Force tell us about this man?
Politely send him home. Actually they've changed their recommendations on that and a few other points. And one of the most important ones is that PSA screening is no longer recommended for men who are 75 years and older. It's interesting the way you frame that with the wife sending him in, because there have been studies looking at screening and treatment of prostate cancer, discussing all of those adverse consequences of treatment that you mentioned. And the women just wanted their husbands around, and the guys wanted to be a little more intact and were willing to give up some life for avoiding incontinence and impotence. And the wives, on the other hand, weren't worried about that at all. They just wanted them around. I'm oversimplifying, but it was interesting that there was a perspective difference there. So the USPSTF made some recommendations based on findings from a systematic review. They do a really good job with this. We've talked about them before. And they always try to balance the benefits and harms. And the best thing that they do, which frustrates the heck out of everybody, is that they're willing to say, we don't know. We just don't have the evidence to tell you definitively whether something is of more benefit or more harm. You know, that's the way it should be done. We, especially with screening, you want to be careful. These are people who are otherwise healthy, and we're doing something to them, and that something can eventually lead to some pretty onerous consequences, whether it's an invasive biopsy or even treatment that may end up not benefiting the patient. So we have to be very cautious with screening, even more so than when we have a sick patient. So consistent with their previous recommendations from 2002, they found that the benefits of screening for prostate cancer, especially with PSA, are uncertain, and they call this a level I recommendation for inconclusive, that the current evidence is insufficient to assess benefit versus harm. Now, there are two high-quality studies going on, one in Europe and one here. The PLCO trial is the one here in the United States, which is, I think, prostate, lung, colon, ovary. And that was started back in the 80s, I believe, or no, 1993. And they stopped enrolling patients, I think, in 2001. And hopefully we'll be hearing those results soon, but I've been saying that for a couple of years.
Right.
Mike, I don't know if you have any insights on when they're going to finally publish that.
No, but I, the only thing I can deduce is that if there was some hugely significant finding,
yeah,
they either would have stopped the study or, you know, published it within the first 5 years.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We're 7 years, 8 years out now from when they stopped enrolling patients, and they
right.
started enrolling them over 20 years ago.
Right.
And we haven't seen boo. So it really makes me wonder about, you know, what these results are finally going to show. And, you know, there have been examples of studies being extended in order to try to achieve something statistically significant.
Right.
So anyway, very interesting. Huge study, will be, you know, landmark when it finally arrives.
Right.
So getting back to this guideline, they looked at specific groups, high-risk groups like older men, African-American men, men with a family history, and they didn't find, again, any clear benefit that screening is helpful. They found no evidence to suggest that any of these subtypes of PSA, like free PSA and PSA density and slope and velocity,
right.
improve health outcomes. They do say that if you choose, after discussing it with the patient, to screen, they actually recommend an interval of every 4 years, that if someone has a normal PSA, and there's also some data, I believe it's if they have a PSA of less than 0.5 at age 65, the risk of being diagnosed with prostate cancer in the remainder of their life is very, very low. So that's another thing, not in the guideline, but to keep in the back of your mind.
Right, right.
So,
well, it's something we want to watch. I mean, I think that, you know, both with prostate and with ovarian cancer, we're sort of up against the wall.
Sounds good.
Good. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.